Baruch Hashem, we're able to begin this year, and I hope today, Bez Hashem, that we should do twice a month a shiur and an inyan in halacha. These are inyanim that I find come up very often, and people ask me about. And of course, it's never ever possible to cover any topic in halacha in one shiur and two shiurim. But I plan, Bez Hashem, over the year, at least that we should familiarize ourselves with some of these basic inyanim. None of this is by way of psak halacha. It's to become familiar with and to try to have a very, very basic introduction and understanding of some of the yisoides of very, very important inyanim in halacha. Oftentimes there's an interfacing of halacha and non-halacha, such as what we're going to be learning now. Well, the perfect way to begin is by thanking the sponsors who are sponsoring this year, Le'ilui Nishmas, family members, beloved family members who passed away, Chedva Slansky, Le'ilui Nishmas, Daniel, Ben Yair Shrager, the Nisham Shehaven Aliyah, David Carmeli, Le'ilui Nishmas, Ruchami Yocheved Bas Aaron, Nisham Shehaven Aliyah, David Adelson, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Yehuda Aryeh, Ben Rav Binyamin David, Nisham Shehaven Aliyah, and Mishav Only Simchas. So that's what we're going to talk about. I find that people often ask this, and just 2 weeks ago I had a conversation with someone. I said, you know what, let's talk about it a little bit more. We're very used to the concept that giving tzedakah, saying kaddish, in order to be mezakeh the neshama of a nifter, to somehow help the neshama of a nifter, that this is something which is extremely, extremely beneficial to the nifter. It's a tremendous schus, something we could do to help somebody who's no longer in this world who we love. The whole inyan is hard to understand. It wasn't long ago that we learned Kehelis, and Shlomo HaMelech said, "Ein ma'aseh v'cheshbon b'sha'ol asher tahalach shama." Ein ma'aseh v'cheshbon b'sha'ol asher tahalach shama. There's no ma'aseh v'cheshbon in the grave. In other words, a person has this lifetime to accomplish what he or she is able to, and then that's it. If a person was not able to be misakin something, to repair something during his or her lifetime, how could anything change after the person has passed away and is in that place of the Sha'ol? Also, the Gemara Tmur and Daf Tesvav and Medbeis tells us, Beferish, Ein Kapar L'Mesim. Ein Kapar L'Mesim. While you're alive, you do the best you can. Ein Kapar L'Mesim. So we need to understand this whole sugya. What is this? Le'ilui Nishmas. What is this for the elevation of the soul of, what's Le'ilui Nishmas? So in the Tshuvas HaRashba, because it's a short shiur then to start learning all the Ma'amar Kaimis, if we had more time we would learn everything. We're just going to do a little bit inside, otherwise I'm going to be paraphrasing and trying to capture a little bit on the outside. The Tshuvas HaRashba is in Chelek Zayin, Simen Tav Kuf Lamed Tes. And there the Rashba, that's not on the page, that we'll see that in a minute. There the Rashba brings from Reb Shvira Goyin. Reb Shira was very marach, apparently, in this inyan. And we could summarize Reb Shira that there are basically 3 points that he makes. Aleph, as far as debts that parents left the world with, parents owed money to people, or other family members, or friends, left the world with chayvus. Plain and pashut, physical chayvus, debts, money, whatever else it is that needed to be taken care of. So there, Reb Shira goes, says, there's no question that it's a tremendous, tremendous achrayus and eschus to take care of these chayvus, to make sure that the people to whom money was owed, that they should be paid. That's clear. And by paying that money, the person who has passed away has been exempted, has been patted from something that was hurting him in the next world. The fact that he left the world and he had chayvus was not a good thing. Person can't always plan these things, and it wasn't good. But if the children, if the family members, if friends can pay these chayvus, so Reb Shira says, then that exempts the person from difficulties in the next world. That's Aleph. That's Pashut. Beis is not so Pashut. As far as the chayvus, Shkach, thank you. As far as the chayvus of the person Klapi Shmaya concerned, the chayvus as far as the averis that the individual did, or that he was lacking in performing a number of mitzvahs. So there, Reb Shvirgon does say, but he doesn't go into it to explain it at length. But Reb Shira does say that as far as averis are concerned, or the lack of mitzvahs, certain spiritual deficiencies that the person had when he left the world, there can be a takana to help the person with his einshim, with the punishments of the next world, if, especially if we have tzaddikim davim for their neshamas, le'ilui nishmasa, or if we give tzedakah, this is the most effective means of helping Jews who left the world with a virus and left the world lacking mitzvahs, that giving tzedakah to poor people, le'ilui nishmas, so and so and so and so. The Reb Shira says there's a tremendous power in the next world. As far as helping with the einshim, helping with the punishments, to relieve the person from some of the suffering of the next world. So that's the second point. Reb Shira says that that works. The third is where Reb Shira says it doesn't work. And that is to be moisif schusim. In other words, we can do things in this world to help relieve the person, to exempt the person, both his chayvus in Gashmias and his chayvus even in Ruchnias, and through our tzedakah and tefillas and learning Torah, le'ilui nishmas, so and so, we're able to help when it comes to the punishments. But as far as changing the status of a person, that there should be a matnas schar, in other words, to upgrade and to increase the schar of this person, that he should have new schusim, there Reb Shira Gaon says there's no such thing. That's only a person, what he accomplishes in this world. He does a mitzvah, that's a schus. We can't create something out of nothing. And if he didn't do those mitzvahs, so we can't create new madregas. We can't create new madregas in the world beyond this world. And the Rashba quotes Reb Shira Gaon is saying, Ve'ein ma'alosa ugudulosa, whatever milo the person has in the world to come, and whatever benefit he has basking in the ziva shechina, in Hashem's radiance, in His presence, it's el lefi ma'isav. That's only according to what you do in this world. And Reb Shira says, even if you gather together all of the tzaddikim in the world, which, as you see in every single Mishpacha magazine, is something which is possible if you have good photographers. If you have it together, all the tzaddikim of the world together, Reb Shira says, "Va'afilu kol tzaddiki olam bikshu l'rachmim," and daven for that this person should be able to be lifted up to a higher place. The kol tzedakas nasal eschuso, and you build 100 buildings, yeshivas and mikvahs and beis yakovs, whatever it is, for the schus of the person, that it should be not to relieve him of punishment, that we could do, but to lift him to something higher, le'ilui nishmas, that's what it sounds like, ein mo'ilino bezos. Reb Shira, remember talking about Shira Gaon, says ein mo'ilino bezos, that doesn't work. That does not work. Ke'ein zeh, we find, look inside the two sides of the page, so look at side one. This is from the Sefer Chassidim. Now we're going back all the way to the Kadmonim. Vedavka, not looking into the latest form, I want this to be clear from the Rishonim themselves. In the Sefer Chassidim, Simon Tov Reishai, you see V'chein Misha Meis K'shuhu Rasha? I think I put an arrow there. Yeah? Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, V'chemisha meis k'shehu rasha. Sefer Chassidim says, the person died when he was a rasha. Ein derech l'spalalov k'dei sheyizke im ha-tzadikim. There's no inyan to daven for him that he should be zeichet to sit with the tzadikim in Gan Eden. Ki ois ha-tfila einem ho-elis klum. This tefillah does not work at all. The reward for the tzaddikim that befits the tzaddikim. Eino ella ha-toyrach v'ha-esek she'osku v'sovlu ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs. The reward of the tzaddikim in the next world, that depends entirely upon how they were mois and nefesh and busy doing mitzvahs. V'sapku v'schasku me'averus, and how they struggled to remain pure and holy, to stay away from averus. Aber misha holach achar ta'avosa. However, a person who just lived in this world and did whatever he wanted, he was following his taivas, les adin ba'averus, to enjoy himself doing averus. Ha'eich yitoch en shehelo chelek toiv. How could it be that such a person should have a chelek toiv? In this world, you know, in this world, you could stoop the gabbai with a couple of dollars and be able to put you next to the tzaddikim. But in the next world, how could that be such a thing? Ha'eich yitoch en shehelo chelek toiv. Zevadei mevutol berachik min hadas. Shem Chassim says it's mevutol. It's bottled. There's no such thing. The rochik min hadas, and it doesn't make sense. It's irrational. Umisha hiske mechacham minyan ha'atiru bakosh alachayte. We find in a number of places in Chazal that there's an inyan to daven alachayte, to daven for a sinner, meaning a sinner who has passed away. We do find such things. As I said before, and we saw from Reb Shriran, that's only to benefit the person to be makil in the peronius, that his punishment can, which is a chashuva thing, it's a huge thing, to help the person that he does, that the punishment in the next world can be less severe. But as far as reward is concerned, schar, reward? Reward, that's only the din emes of the tzaddik. That's the true judgment of the tzaddik. Shehech l'kadosh baruch hu l'schiyos, the kadosh baruch hu prepared for the tzaddik, that the tzaddik would come to the next world, and he has schar, that's waiting for him for all that he did in this world. Ve'ein mi derech emes, sheyachs l'kadosh baruch hu menu klum ba'ilomai. It's not the derech emes, that anything should be missing from what the person did in this world, and from what's waiting, based upon that, what's waiting for the person in the world to come. The gamma peronius din lakadosh baruch hu alachayte, the same way that the tzaddik worked hard, and therefore the schar is prepared for him in the next world, the rasha did what he did, and the punishment is waiting for him. The punishment can be, there's peronius, that we could help him with the peronius, but as far as any schar, he didn't prepare anything. There was nothing prepared for him while he was alive, and therefore that schar is not waiting for him when he passes on. But he did whatever misses he did, of course, he was schar. But as far as us doing something now for the guy, we can't help him. The Yitokhan Sheyater Elov Mishu Choshu Lefanov Kedei Lahosei Mikitzosim Elov Okulo. We could have a person who is Choshu Lefanov, who is very Choshu to this person who passed away, or tzaddik, as we said before. And again, that could help lohosim miktsosim yalof, to take off some of the pain and the suffering of the next world, or all of it. Levi chashivu samatir, depending upon the chashivas of the tzaddik who's davening or the person who's davening. Ukfi peronius shlochayte, whatever, according to the punishment of the sinner. Halay tiramisha sovel lohayl alachayte. Lay amru ella yichaylani lifter es ha'ilam hadin. We find such a concept. Yichalani lifter es ha'olam and hadin, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said. Yichalani lifter es ha'olam and hadin, that I have the ability to exempt the entire world from din, like Shimon bar Yochai. To exempt from din, from punishment. L'veloy omroi l'zakeis es ha'chayv. Rabbi Shimon didn't say that I have the ability to mezake somebody with schar, only that I have the ability to pater the entire world, which is, whatever that means, the part of the entire world min hadin. Ve'ein ba'atira ba'aveir shum schar. As far as the atira, as far as davening for schar, for the reward of a person, that we don't have. So, hold the Sefer Chassidim for a second. Now, the problem is that we have a famous medrash. The Medrash is brought down in a number of places. There are slightly different girsas. It's also Masechta Kala, one of the small Masechtas called Masechta Kala. It's a Maisa of Rabbi Akiva. I'm sure many of you heard of this. The post can witness that also. So Maisa with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva met how Rabbi Akiva met a neshama. A neshama from the other world appeared to Rabbi Akiva. And this neshama was soivel, terrible punishment. Terrible, was going through terrible tzaros in the next world. And he told Rabbi Akiva that the only, Rabbi Akiva wanted to help him. And he told Rabbi Akiva that the only one who could help him is his son. That he left behind his son. Now he died, this man died before the son, before the child was born. The boy never met his father. And the father told Rabbi Akiva, he begged Rabbi Akiva to teach this child. The child was a total ignoramus. He wasn't raised with anything. And he begged Rabbi Akiva to teach the child to say Kaddish and Kedusha B'tzibur, to go to shul and to say Kaddish with a minion, and to say Kedusha with a minion. And if he does that, it'll make it easier for him. He'll suffer less. He asked this of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Tireach, and he found this child. And he taught him to say, Rabbi Akiva taught himself how to say Kaddish, and to answer Kedusha in shul, to go to shul. And not only that, Rabbi Akiva began to learn with the child, and then at some point, Rabbi Akiva hired people to continue learning with the boy. Until finally, he became quite a Talmud Chacham, and he was called Rebbe Ploni. Became a Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Akiva took this upon himself, and he raised spiritually this child, ad kidei kach that he was a Talmud Chacham that was called Rebbe so and so. We're talking about the time of the Tanoim. He was Rebbe. And Chazal say that it was made known to Rabbi Akiva that on that day that his son, that this man's son received smicha, that he was called Rebbe, he received smicha, that on that day, Hiskinu la'aviv kisei ben atzedikim ba'olam haba. They brought his father up to a place. Now remember, the father was going through gefelach, a punishment, meaning he did stuff, bad stuff. And when his son became a Rebbe, it says Hiskinu la'aviv kisei ben atzedikim ba'olam haba. They brought his father and they gave him a seat to sit among the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. So we see here that it's not just a matter of being makil on the guy's yisur, helping him out with his punishment and his suffering. Maybe that's how it began. But through the years of this child growing in Torah and Yerushalayim, it reached the point that the father was obviously lifted up to a higher place. In other words, not like it seems from the Sefer Chassidim, that he was given schar that he didn't earn as a result of what his son was doing in this world. So it seems that based upon this makar that's very, very widespread, this makar is found in many places with Rabbi Akiva, this story, it seems that it's possible to be moisif zechuyas, to add schusim to the nifter, to add schusim to the nifter, and to raise him to a higher place. What's the distinction, David?
It seems like the father had something to do with it, because he's the one that told Rabbi Akiva, go seek out my son.
So the distinction is somehow the father got through from the higher world to Rabbi Akiva.
The father was instrumental in his son beginning the process.
So David's making a good point. Hold on to that for a second. What David is saying is that, well, the father made some sort of hishtadlus. It was a strange hishtadlus, but it worked. And he was able to make contact with Rabbi Akiva, and because perhaps of that hishtadlus, that's different. Okay, we're going to come back to that in a couple of minutes. The Ikka Nakuda here is that perhaps, as we're going to see in a number of sources, that perhaps the chiluk is between a son and everybody else in the world, a child and everybody else in the world. Well, this is remarkable, because the Sefer Chassidim said beferish that even if you get together all the tzaddikim of the world, you can't add any schusim. Reb Shmuel never mentioned any chilek. He just was talking stam. Talking stam, the way that we always try to help midaven and so on. He wasn't talking about the sun. He didn't mention a word about the sun. Now, a number of places, the Rishonim bring an expression, bra mezaka abba. And we find in Chazal, there are different years, it's also lishainis. But bra mezaka abba, that means that a son can be mezaka a father. A child can be mezaka a parent. And the reason that there's something unique about the ability of a child to be mezaka a parent is because the child is etzem ma'atzamav. On some level, on a very, very deep level, they're one mitzias. The child, the son, and the father is etzem me'atzamav. He's from within the father himself. He's a chelik of the father himself. And therefore, perhaps it's possible for that chelik to be helpful to the parent chelik. Now, look inside on the other, on the Sefer Chassidim, the second side. Elokach Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not a continuation of what we were learning before is in Simen Tav Resh Hei in the Sefer Chassidim. This is Simen Tav Shin Ayin Aleph. Elokach Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bro Mezaka Abba. Bro mezaka abba, a son can be mezaka, can add schusim to the father. Kegain, that's the Gemara says. Kegain, shahav chaytei. Now this is going to bear out what David just said. Kegain shahav chaytei, the father had sinned. The noisin es beno lilmad Torah. That's even more direct. The father was a person who was a sinner. The niceness of B'nai Lumotar, and he registered his son in yeshiva to learn Torah. Umasim Torah. And he encouraged his son to learn Torah and to engage in Masim Torah. And we all want our children to be better than us. And he did what he could to help that his son should be an Elohim. Hoyel val yideha of Zocha HaBen, right? This is what you were saying. Hoyel, since it's al yideha of. Since it's through the father's hishtadlus, the father made a hishtadlus, that the child should be good. Hoyol al yidei ha'av, zocha ha'ben, the ben was zaycha to learn Torah, and to do masam toivim. Bra mezaka abba. So the father was instrumental in the child becoming a ben Torah. So bra mezaka abba. So now the child has the ability to help the father. The ma'abas tzivu labanim lasas dvarim la'acha my son. And if parents commanded the children before they passed away, lasas dvarim la'acha my son, to do, meaning mitzvahs masim tovim, to learn and so on, they left them a good tzavah to do good things after they die. Harikisha also habanim ki'ilu yasu ha'avas. Kisha also habanim ki'ilu, when the children do this, it's ki'ilu yasu ha'avas. It's ki'ilu the avas themselves became involved in the mitzvahs namasim toivim. Look over there in the Makaris and Ha'aris. You see underneath what says Maseches Kala? It's around. In the Makaris on the bottom, it's around seven lines down. Maseches Kala, you see it? Well, Maseches Kala Perek Beis, and Shuvah Shav Yaakov, Eben Ezer, B'gei Shachayim, B'yei Shalayim, the Bra Mezaka Abba, this ability of a child to help, of the son to help his father, Ein Rak L'Inin L'Hatzilu Me'Einah Shel Gehenna, is not just to help the child out, the father out, to pull him out of Gehenna. In other words, to help him with his punishment. Which is what was mashma, what we learned earlier from the Sefer Chassidim. We'll talk about that a little bit. from this place in the Sefer Chidim, it's mashma that the son can be mezakeh the father, not just to help him with punishment, but to bring him up to Gan Eden. So this is found in the Shara Kavanis from Rabbi Chaim Vital, the teachings of his Rebbe, the Arizal. Drush HaKadosh, where there Rabbi Chaim Vital speaks about the unbelievable Korach of Kadosh. That would be another shiur, the whole Indian of what Kadosh can do. But the Korach of Kadosh, that Tezvav and Beis, B'Shem HaArizal, Shamiras Kadosh, that Arizal taught, that same Kadosh, Eino Kamo Shechoshim Shurak LaHotzel Medina Shel Gehenim. The Arizal said that saying Kaddish is not just what people think, that you can help the father out or the mother out with the punishment of Gehenna to make it a little bit better. The Arizal said, there's a to'elus lachnis ulagan Eden, to bring a parent to Gan Eden. Ulahalois madrega lamadrega, to lift the parent up to higher and higher madregas. L'chein gam b'shabos is yom tovim. Shein dina shel gehenim moil. So he's shein dina shel gehenim. Therefore, the Rizal said that even on Shabbos and Yontiv, where the meisim are not in gehenim, they're off on Shabbos and Yontiv. Still, Kaddish is not just to relieve the meis from the din of gehenim. We say Kaddish on Shabbos and Yontiv because there's a toelus as far as bringing the meis up to higher madregas in Gan Eden, and there they're allowed to travel to Ha'im Adregis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Moel Kamu Bazar Kodesh. So we see here that there's a unique koach that a child has, and that helps us to understand the Maisa with Rabbi Akiva, that it was poshut to Rabbi Akiva, that it was not. What was not important here, it was not important for Rabbi Akiva to say Kaddish, because Lachar, you would say, why would the father bother with his kid? Here you have, somehow the father is able to make contact with the Gadol Hadar, with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, certainly, like we know many stories of Tzaddikim, Rabbi Akiva would have been happy to help this guy out, and to say Kaddish for him, and to learn Mishnayos, whatever it was, he would have been happy. And yet, we see that the father Davke wanted that his son, he asked Rabbi Akiva, teach my son to say Kaddish and Kedusha. And Rabbi Akiva understood this, that it's not a matter of a tzaddik. A tzaddik is a beautiful thing that can help with punishment. But Rabbi Akiva was Tereach to go and find the child and to teach him himself to say Kaddish and Kedusha. Now this chiluk between everybody else in the world and the children, this chiluk is found in a number of makaris. Again, I didn't focus that because of the shortness of time. But in the Hagos on the Sefer Yesh Neuchlin, now everybody here heard of the Shlach HaKadosh. The father of the Shlach wrote a very important sefer called Yesh Neuchlin. And there, these Hagos of the Shlach's father. And there, he discusses the inyan of Bra Mezaka Abba, of the child, of the son helping the father, could be Mezaka the father. And he adds a very important Nakuda. He adds that even if the child does something good, Me'atzmai, on his own, where the father was not mitzava. You see, in the case of Rabbi Akiva, the father came from the higher world to ask Rabbi Akiva. In other words, like David said, he came to command, to ask that his son should say Kaddish and Kedusha. So from there we learn that if the father, and as we saw in the Sefer Chassidim, that if the father tries to see to it that the child learns, or the child davens, that then the bro is mezaka abba, in return the child can help the father. The shalos father is that even if a son or a daughter does something good on his or her own without the parent who passed away initiating that, or coming from the next world or whatever, but in this world or the next world, and he brings the ma'aseh of Rabbi Akiva, The Eish Narichlin brings the Maaseh of Rabbi Akiva, and he ends and he writes the following. I'm just going to read it to you, it's a sentence. Ha'inir mikan, it seems from this story of Rabbi Akiva, Shekadosh u'baruch hu sheyomer hachai, yoyol v'yechaper al hameis. That the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, he's talking about with the son, that the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu and Kedusha, that are said by the living, Yoyol v'yechaper al hameis, it benefits to bring a kapara for the meis, v'choysa nafshay biglolam, and to bring greater chiyas, life to that nefesh in the other world. V'uhadin shar zuchuyas u'mitzvahs sh'oysa haben, and he writes there in the Yesh Narichlin that all of the mitzvahs and the ma'asim tovim that the children do after the parents have passed away, acha misas aviv, he kapara la nefesh av. It's a kapara, it's a schus for the nefesh ha'av. The Yesh Narichlin's son, another, not the Shlot, Reb Yaakov, has notes there as well. And he explains what his father was saying, that it should be clear that what my father was saying was not only regarding saving the parent from the dinim of Gehenna, but he writes, Abzu shemachniso acharkach lagan Eden. As we see from the Maaseh with the Rabbi Kiva, that boy was able to grow in his Yiddishkeit, and he was able to bring his father up to sit among the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. So Rabbi Yaakov writes, Av zu shemachnis ve'acharkech le'Gan Eden, v'noisnoi b'mechitzas ha'tzaddikim. And he's able to help elevate his father through the Kaddish, the Kedusha, learning Torah, the mitzvahs of Ma'asim Tovim, except what's added here is even if the father did not arrange for that, that through the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and saying kaddish and so on, kedusha baruch hu here in this world, we're able abzusha machniso achachel gan eden v'noisno b'mechitzas tzaddikim to bring this person to be among the tzaddikim k'diyse b'zar kaddish b'chul kaisai. Ala kosev that the zar kaddish and b'chul kaisai is darshening on the pasuk ben yichabed av. That a child, the son, is mechabed his father. And the Zohar Kaddish goes into a discussion of can we continue to perform mitzvahs, the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim, even after the parents have passed away. Is the inyan of kibud av v'eim when the parents are no longer alive? And the Zohar learns that ben yechabed av, on that pasuk, ben yechabed av, is even after death. V'm oysa ha-ben holach b'derech ra. And on the other hand, it goes the other way also. Hashem Yirachem. Im oisa haben harlech b'derech ra u'michshol, and if the son goes in the wrong way, God forbid, vaday mevazel la'aviv. Vaday, it's a bizarre to his father in the next world, whatever that means. V'mahu ben harlech b'derech ha'yoshev ha'tayv, if the son goes in the right way, in a good way, Umaisev Mesukonim, and in his behavior, he behaves in a beautiful way. Vaday shu mechabed ovi bezeha oilam leneged ene bin eodam. He's mechabed his father. It's a covet for his father in this world, before all other people, that everybody says, his father brought into the world such a wonderful child, this is a wonderful boy. So it's a covet for his father in this world. Umechabed oisai ba'olam haba neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a mechabed his father in this world. Ben yichabed of, even though the father's no longer alive, but people say, "What a wonderful boy!" And that's a covet for the parents. And he's mechabed oisav olam haba neged Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's mechabed him in olam haba neged Hakadosh Baruch Hu before Hashem's eyes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu merachem al ha'av, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on the father. Umoishiv also bekisei covet. And he places the father, depending upon, of course, how great this son is, like in the story of Rabbi Akiva, became a great person. And therefore we find in the different girsa of the story of Rabbi Akiva, it's brought in the name of the Zohar Kaddish, and Parshas Lech Lecha of this week. I didn't see it in the Zohar Kaddish of Lech Lecha, but it's brought in the name of the Zohar Kaddish. I don't know where. Maybe you could do something with the press a few buttons and you'll find it. I don't know where. I don't know. But I didn't see it in the Zohar Chodesh Lech Lecha. I went through it. It's not a long. It's not long. The whole Zohar Chodesh Lech Lecha is 10 pages. I don't know. I didn't see it. But it's brought down. It's brought down in the name of the Zohar Chodesh. That with that story of Rabbi Kiva and the Yosem, that the father was Mizgalat to Rabbi Kiva, that the father came to Rabbi Kiva from the other world, and he said this, B'shal Shomer B'ni Ha'Haftara Hikilu Li Midini. There's Ninyan there's Ninyan that to go up from after, to say the Haftara, right? That the oval, the yard site, whatever, should say the Haftara. So he says, Bishosh, the father said to Rabbi Kiva, you should know that when you taught my son to daven and everything, you should know that when my son was said the Haftarah, they made it easier for me. It was good for me, for my din. Bishosh, and when he went to daven for the Amid, when you taught him how to daven, when he went to daven for the Amid, V'omer Kaddish, and he said Kaddish, Karuli Gzardin Mikol Vakol. They tore up my whole Gzardin. They tore up the Gzardin against me. And then, when he became a Talmud Chacham, Nosnali Chelik B'Gan Eden. They took me up to Gan Eden. V'echnisu Oisi Ben Atzadikim B'Yeshiva Shalham. Which might have been a Ganifim, because he might have didn't know what was going on. But they took him. They took him to the Yeshiva to sit by the Tzadikim, with the Neshamas of the Tzadikim. Listen to this. And every single day when my son down on the earth, when my child is saying Chidushe Torah, they place crowns, big crowns on my head. Again, whatever this means is a big thing in Kabbalah. These are Torahs. They place crowns on my head. They give me the crowns of Tzaddikim. The guy sits there. Yeah, he's like sitting with his tattoos and his pastrami sandwich. Not there's anything bad about a pastrami sandwich. But he's sitting there... What?
It's cheese.
Yeah. and he's sitting there like with the Torahs of the Tzaddik, come on his head. Because his son down in the world is saying Chidush HaTorah. Brahma Zaka Abba. The father's Mizaka the father. Not just to take him out of the Dinam of Gehenna, but to be mezakim with Madregas and Gan Eden. So we see from here, from the family of the Shlach HaKadosh, the brother and the father, we see from here that even if the Madregas of the son are not the direct result of the intervention of the father, although you're right, here the father did ask Rabbi Kiva to do something for him. But the father never taught. The baby was born, this kid was born after the father died. Nevertheless, there's a toelus. In the Ma'aseh Rabbi Kiva, that the entire chinuch of this boy was not from the father. There was a hishtadlus of the father. But the actual chinuch took place beginning with Rabbi Kiva. But the very fact, it seems from the Yesh Marichlan, that the very fact that the father left behind a child in this world who davens and who learns, that it helps the tikkun not only of the dinim of Gehenna, but le'ilui nishmas, that it helps to elevate the neshama of the parent. Now the Rashba himself, in a different tshuva, in Chelekei Simen Memtes. The Rashba explains, he says a very remarkable thing. He explains this whole inyan. And he writes the following. Again, I didn't focus on it, just listen carefully, it takes a second. Shemesuvav lo'olam chayv l'mesaviv l'chabdai. The Rashba writes that the mesuvav means the outcome, the talada, the child. Lo'olam is chayv l'mesaviv l'chabdai. Always has to be mechabe, the one who brought him into the world, who was mesaviv, his existence, who gave him his existence, who gave him the opportunity to exist. Even though that wasn't an Indian that the parent Davka chose to have a son that would say Kaddish and be a Talmud Chacham. That's the Metzias, that he gave birth to this kid. You have many, many people in our generation, more than ever before, with the parents that everything they could that the child should not say Kaddish. Or should not be a Talmud Chacham. Should not go to yeshiva. I'm not letting you go to Eretz Yisrael. No way, over my dead body, are you going to Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to learn Torah. No way. But the Metzias is that the kid is the child of this person. And the Mesuvav is always Chayiv, the Rashba says, to be Mechabed, the Siba, the cause of his existence. It's because of that person, even though it was not in his own interest of that person, but the Metzias is that he's in the world and he has the skills to learn Torah to do mitzvahs. Therefore, if a person gives birth and somehow that kid becomes a tzaddik in the Ovid Elokim, even though the father is a nobody, father doesn't care, but because the father gave, the parents gave birth to this kid, therefore they gave him this opportunity, he's an Ovid Elokim, the kid is an Ovid Elokim. He brought him to the world. And however it happened, even though the father didn't want, the kid turned out to be a tzaddik. Moshel, a great tzaddik, has tremendous koiches. And coming out to Avram Avinu, it's now the parashas of Avram Avinu. And the Rashba writes, this is all that Avram Avinu wanted. And all that he asked, and he begged Hashem, why did he want so desperately to have his own child? Sheitin lezeri ya'avdenu. He wanted a child who would serve God. Lo liyos yoreish oishro v'nachaloso. Even though Eliezer was a big, big tzaddik, domestic Eliezer, and he was doyle amashke, and he learned everything that Avram Avinu had to teach, and he gave it to others. So what's the problem? So Avram Avinu should have been satisfied that he had such a choshev a Talmud like Eliezer. So the Rashba says that Avram Avinu wasn't satisfied. She'itun lezeru ya'avdenu lo'liyas yerish osho v'nachloso. And the interest, the reason that Avram Avinu wanted that was not just that he should be able to give over all of his wealth. He was a wealthy person. That he should be able to give over everything to his son. That's not why he wanted his son. Rak l'kavon shamanu. But rather because of what I just said, the Rashba says. Because this is the tachlis of all that we work for in this world. That they should remain in this physical world from us, that they should remain after us in this physical world in the Oved Elokim. And then in some way it's as if the parents remain in this world serving God. Ve'enomais. It's on some way ki'ilu. He didn't die. Like it says by Yaakov, you know, Yaakov loy meis. Ma'zara b'chaim, afu b'chaim. It's the Gemara in Tanis. Ma'zara b'chaim, afu b'chaim. Because the Gemara asked me, Yaakov loy meis. Well, meis, it says in Fesh HaChumash, that he was embalmed. And he died. So the Gemara says, Ma'zara b'chaim, afu b'chaim. The children, the descendants, the children are alive. Zafu b'chayim. Ve'enomais elachai shu hoyled mi she'oved l'Hashem mizbach. Even though that wasn't his doing, in other words, he didn't teach the kid anything about Yiddishkeit. But the metzias is that the siba, the cause, left in the world the mesuvav, the effect of a child that's oved l'Hashem mizbach. Val Cain, therefore, roi be'emes sheyizka ha'av b'schus ha'ben. Therefore, it's roi that the father should have a schus, should be zoicha through the schusim of the child, since he is the one who brought the child into the world. We're going to have time in a minute to talk, you know, if you have questions or comments. But just think about this. If you think about this, what the Rashba is saying, you have so many people that their parents are not from, the children of Balei Teshuva. The children became from, or the father is not a Talmud Chacham, is not a Ben Torah, and he has this chus. that his children turn out to learn Torah and to live the right way. It's unbelievable. It was the Rashba. What about giving tzedakah? The meaning of giving tzedakah, we see also that there's a very beginning to give tzedakah. Le'ilui nishmas ameis. Tzedakah that other people give tzedakah. So far we've learned that as far as anybody is concerned, through davening and mitzvahs and masim tovim and so on, we can help the mesim with the suffering, with the dinus of Gehenim. Children can actually be mezakeh the parents. As far as tzedakah is concerned, we find it's a very, very big inyan to give tzedakah li'ili nishmas the nifter, even if it's not the parent, but li'ili nishmas the niftarim. In the Sifri, in Parsha Shaiftim, by the Parsha of the Egla Rufa, where it says, Kapi la'amchi Yisrael, remember what would happen? They would bring the Egla Rufa, and they would ask Hashem, the Zakedim, they would ask Hashem from the people that came from both cities, Kapi la'amchi Yisrael, Kapi la'amchi Yisrael, that there should be a kapara for Amchi Yisrael. So the Sifri says, Chazal says, Eilo achayim, Asher Padisa, that whom you have redeemed, that there's a katara for those who are alive, and there's a pidyon that you could be pointed to rescue Elo HaMesim, these are those who have died. Mikan, the Sifri says, Shenoidrim Tzedakah Bishvil HaMesim. From here we learn that it's good, it's very, very good to be Menada Tzedakah for the Mesim, in the Schus of the Mesim, that it could be paid to the Mason, that you could redeem, you could save, you could help the Mason. The Beis Yosef himself, in Arachayim Simon Reish paid Dalid, the Beis Yosef brings the Shibboi Lahalekit. The Shibboi Lahalekit learns that since this is in the context of the Egla Rufa, where there was a situation where somebody was apparently killed, there was something that happened that was mysterious, that this person was found dead. So the Beis Yosef brings the Shibboi Lahalekit, who's of the opinion that this is only as far as the Aveira of Ritzicha, of murder, is concerned. Where there's an inyan to give tzedakah for the mace. And that's what it seems like from the Levush and from some other Marmikonis. The Prima Gadim, however, adds, Ubavnaseinu harabim, the shchichei malbinim pnei chaveirim v'rabim. He says an interesting thing to Prima Gadim. Over there, in Resh Beidal, the Prima Gadim says that because of our many sins, it's very common that people embarrass each other, v'rabim, in public, which of course is ki'ilu shoifech damim, which is compared to killing somebody. Therefore, it applies to such people as well, to daven for these Jews who embarrassed somebody, to daven for them. It's ki'ilu, they were murderers. So therefore, tzedakah and davening can help with their din in the next world. So this is a very limited interpretation of what tzedakah does for the mesim. It's specifically for this inyan, this chait, the sin, somebody who died and was guilty of the sin of either killing or humiliating and so on, another person. However, Rabbeinu Bechai over there in Pasha Shaifim, at the end of Pasha Shaifim, Rabbeinu Bechai and the Rashba in the Tshuva that we were just learning, the Rashba himself, Rabbeinu Bechai and the Rashba both write that tzedakah works li'ilui nishmas any meis, li'ilui nishmas any meis, not davke, lav davke aritzeach, but tzedakah helps li'ilui nishmas, and they don't make this distinction between just helping with the dinim of Gehenim, or perhaps even somehow in some way lifting the neshama to a higher place. They don't talk about, they don't make that distinction. It sounds like from the Rashba that it helps with that as well, with any person. Tzedakah is very, very powerful, and this is brought down also in the Rokeach, in the halachas of Yom Kippur. The Sefer Chassidim that we've been learning, and I didn't notice that this has been in Reish Mem Beis, he writes that the aniyim, that the poor people who receive the tzedakah, lezeicha nishmas, ploni ben ploni, that the poor person should be makbid to say beferish, V'hu rachum yichaper avon v'lo yashchis. B'zoy sahano sheni nene. There's plenty ben plenty. That may Hashem be forgiving. V'hu rachum yichaper avon. Through this benefit that I have. Because of plenty ben plenty. And to say the person's name who passed away. He receives tzedakah to say the person's name. V'chatoso techupar. That may the person's averus be forgiven, atoned for his averus. V'nafshoi b'toiv tolin, and may his nefesh be brought into a better place. Al goyrol hatzadikim b'toiv shemetivim lo ba'ado. That because of the good that this person has done for me to help me out, the poor person says, and he says the person's name, that it was given in the schus of that mace. That may that person in the world to come, in the next world, may he have this advantage. V'ruchal targiyah b'chelik ha'toivim, and may his ruach be calmed in the chelik of the toivim among the tzaddikim. And afterwards he says again, v'ruachum yichaper avon v'lo yashchis, and so on. He says the entire thing. Hashem ha'shamel chenei b'yom karein. He should say that sentence. So we see from here that tzedakah has a tremendous koach. And here there doesn't seem to be this distinction at all, whether it's the children that are giving tzedakah or other Jews that are giving tzedakah. That to give tzedakah, if anything, but in particular, to anim, to poor people, that it has a tremendous, tremendous koach.
Only for the punishment? Or for
again, it sounds like from what we just read from the Sefer Chassidim, again, v'nafsho b'tov tolna al goro la tzadikim. Sounds like it's not just to get off the dinim of Gehenna, but even to lift up the place of the girl of tzaddikim. What will Rav Shira Gaon, what does Rav Shira Gaon say about that? Rav Shira Gaon's whole thing was you can't chusim schar, that you have to do for you have to take care of yourself. You can't do that for somebody else. Okay, so the chilukah day is. But it's clear from the Ari HaKadosh, from the Zohar Kadosh, and the Ari HaKadosh also. That tzedakah, I didn't bring from all the Kabbalahs from, that tzedakah has a tremendous koach even when it comes to higher madrigas in the world to come. I saw something very, very interesting. The Rashba had a Talmud, Rabbi Yaakov Sakuli. Rabbeinu Yaakov Sakuli, we have a sefer of this Rabbeinu Yaakov that was printed, was reprinted around 30 years ago, called Teres HaMincha. It's in the Sfarim still. It's a very, very remarkable sefer, because we have from a Rishon Torahs that he heard on Chumash from the Rashba, that he heard from his Rebbe. It's a very important source of the Rashba's Torahs, and on his own, he was a Rishon. So there in the Teres HaMincha in Parshas Nitzavim, he's discussing the Yom HaDin HaGadol. That when Mashiach comes, Chazal tells that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a big Yom HaDin. A big day of judgment, Mashiach comes. And there, the Teres HaMincha asks, what's the din of Mashiach? When a person dies, in other words, the din of Mashiach is for everybody, for the living and for the dead. So Chazal tells us. So he asks there, Rabbi Yaakov Sakuli asks, that it's a day of judgment for the living, we understand. But why would it be, what's the judgment of those who have died? People who died, they were already, when they were nifter, they were judged. So what's the din of the Yom HaDin HaGadol VaHanoyro of when Mashiach comes? What's the din of the Mason? He was already judged and he was already put wherever he was put. Either it was a Tzadik, or a Rasha, or whatever. But that already happened when he died. So what's the din of Mashiach? What could be Mischadesh in the din of this person now that Mashiach comes? He died many years ago. So he writes there, listen to this. The Epsha Sheikh Shadish Bedina Latoy Valera, Kvima Sheyashir Achrav Mibonum Atalmida. It sounds like the Torah Samuel is saying that when this person died, he was judged, either whatever he was judged, and they put his file into the cabinet. That was it, he was done. And according to this, it doesn't sound like there was any difference what kind of kids he left in the world. But by the final judgment when Mashiach comes, they open up the cabinet and they take out this guy's file and they take another look and they ask what happened with this guy's children and grandchildren, what happened with them. and they look at this file, and the din of Mashiach is to now help that this person can be lifted to a different place by the final judgment of Mashiach, based upon what happened in the interim since he passed away, and the Yom HaDin of Mashiach Tzekeinu. So it sounds like the Teres HaMichah does not agree that the children are helping right now, but that there's a din that is revisited only later on with Mashiach, and then will the children be a toelis for the parents and for the family. But b'shas ma'ase, at the time in this world before Mashiach comes, it's not a toelis. So that does not seem to be the view of his rabbi, nor does it seem to be the view of the other sources that we learn. And the story of Rabbi Kiva, that it's not just by the din that's going to be in the future, but right now it works. Let me just end with this. The Lashon over there in the Haggos of the Sefer Yesh Noichlin, at the end he writes like this, Al Kain, Kirachim Ov Albanim. He ends and he says, Kirachim Ov Albanim, parents have such rachmanis on children. Parents have such unbelievable, what a parent wouldn't do for a kid. Kirachim Ov Albanim. Yirachim HaBen Al Nishmas Ove V'imah Haluva. So the children should have rachmanis on the miserable nishamas of his parents. Ligmol la chesed shel emes v'toyv, it's a chesed shel emes. Right, a chesed shel emes that you do with a mace. The parents did everything for you. Yirachim haben al nishmas ove v'ima haluva ligmol la chesed shel emes v'toyv, to do a toyv for your parents. And therefore every day learn more and do good things and give tzedakah. And you could certainly help your parents out with whatever dinim they're going through in Gehenna. And not only that, you can lift them up to high madrigas in Olam Haba. So whatever we've learned until now, I'm sure there are questions, but you can hear there are a few questions, but certainly the chashivas of le'ilui nishmas, of learning, of davening, of tzedakah, and mitzvahs, and so on, is unbelievable. As far as the inyan specifically of Kaddish, that's a separate shiur of what Kaddish. Kaddish is something remarkable with Kaddish, which is why people have gotten into fist fights and have all, you know. I mean, there's something to it. There's something you get upset about. But
well, the story now with when he got the Ahmed and he was off the hook, that's going to make more fights, I think, this story.
Yeah.
People fighting for the
Ahmed. For the Ahmed.
Really,
right. The people who have multiple yard sites every day of the year. Right.
On that, good luck to Andy.
Yeah. No, I said to Andy, I said to Mark yesterday about the kiddush, I said that what I was going to say yesterday when I spoke was that really Andy was offered the position to be the chief negotiator with the Iranians, but he wanted something more challenging to be a gabbai. He wanted a bigger challenge. To be a gabbai among Jews is a bigger challenge than that. Everybody should be. But what I didn't say now is that the Shlach Kaddish, it's brought in his name, that the Shlach Kaddish says that if you would know that if there's somebody else that has Kaddish or wants the Amid, and you are Mevater and you're Marvel Midasecha, that causes a bigger Ilui for the Neshama of the parent in the next world. A bigger Ilui for the Neshama. That if you, because you're chalashing to take the Amid, you want the Amid, and you feel it's coming to you, and you say, I give this much money for this, I give much money for that, and you feel the Amid's coming to you, and I'm a big Talmud Chacham, a big Tzaddik, ooh, this guy is. So, and you feel that the Amid is coming to you, and you're Mevater. So he says, I don't remember if the Shlokah, it was left, I think, in his Tzavah, it was left, maybe it's not the Shlokah, but it was left in the Tzavah of a big, big, big person, that you should know, I have to check, that you should know, that when you're Marv, Amidei Secha, that when you're Marv on that Inyan, that Rotzen, and you tell the person, go, that causes a bigger tumult in Shemaim, and it helps the parents out even more than actually being by the Amid. This is Vachai Yitain Eli Bai.